Calling Craftsy Video Membership. My name is Ashlyn. Can I get the email address associated with the account you're calling for?
Yes, V as in Victor, M as in Mary, H as in Howard, 101580.
And will you verify your physical address for me?
Yes, my address is 6271 Marino Avenue Southeast in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49548, and my name is Victoria Hamrick.
Okay, and it shows we have a premium membership for you active until next year in February. How may I assist you on your account?
Well, first, may I ask you a question? And I just would like the truth, okay? Are you guys having issues with payments on your website?
To update payment information, yes, we are.
Okay, so what is your policy on handling situations that have that, going on?
Are you having trouble with your card being charged?
No,
or
I want to switch it out or delete it on file.
Okay,
and
so to delete it on file, what would be best is to cancel the auto-renewal. Because if you cancel the auto-renewal, it will take your card completely off.
Now, here's the question. Do you have to delete my account to do that?
No, ma'am.
I was told by the last associate within a few seconds ago that I had to. And I would sacrifice a $249 promotion. And I would have to create a whole new account.
That is incorrect. If you cancel your account, you will lose. You won't lose anything except for the membership.
Well, that's the question, too. She kind of beat her own bush on that, too. Does it go until?
Ma'am?
Right when I cancel the renewal.
Okay, so let me just do a real quick rundown. If we opt you out of auto renewals, you will have access to your account until February 24th of next year. That will be with an active membership.
Okay.
You will have membership access. You will have access to your account after February 24th of next year without an active membership. So if you purchase any classes separately from your membership that you paid for today, then you will still have access to those classes. But during this year, while you have that membership, you will have access to over 1,500 classes to watch for free without purchasing them.
Well, okay. But would I – okay, so you said until the membership ends. So – if I deactivate the auto-renewal, am I still allowed to view those classes that I, have or have?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a way to update the payment information? Because she said that you guys were having issues with updating the credit card on file. Is there a way that I can call back prior to my membership end date to add on that new card and opt back into reoccurring for the
membership? Okay, so right now we're not able to add the card, new cards to the system, but what we can do is cut off the auto renewal. You will have access to the account, and when it's time for you to renew next year, if our card systems have not been fixed or updated, what we can do and what would be best is we can send you a link for a promotion if we have one going on. You can use the link, go in, and log in as an existing customer, a returning customer. So you'll have your same account, and it will give you the option to add new card information.
Okay, good, because the last associate, and I'm not trying to be, all know-it-all, but I'm just, telling you exactly what I was told so you can understand. She said that if I turned off the auto-renewal, I wouldn't be notified of when it comes up for renewal.
We do not send an email 45 days prior to your renewal being up.
Or you do not.
When your auto renewal is on, the only reason we send you the 45-day email is to remind you that your card will be charged.
Okay.
But if the auto renewal is off, that means your card will not be charged. So we will not send out the 45-day email.
Okay. But hopefully your system will be fixed by then.
I hope so also, yes, ma'am, because we are having a lot of trouble with it. It's not just our customers having trouble with it. It's us also.
So my question is, if I turn off the auto renewal and you guys can't add a new card, then she would be kind of right, because then a new account would have to be created at the, you know, renewal end date. But what would happen to all of those classes that I had?
You don't have to make a new account. You can log in as a returning customer when you use the link with the promo, if we have one. Or you can go in on the date after it expires, so on February 25th of next year, you would just log into your account like you normally would. It'll let you know, hey, you do not have an active membership. You can scroll to the bottom of the page, and it always gives you the option to renew a membership or get a new membership. So you can always log in and do it with your same account, and you will still have the access to the, or you will still have access to all of your content and classes you have.
Okay. And so, like, say I do it probably like 2 months prior to the end date and call up with a new card. If your system is fixed, you guys should be able to turn on automatic renewal by then, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what I'm trying to figure out, how this is going to work, because I wanted to use a different card, and I didn't realize, you know, the card that I was using, you know, was actually my daughter's. I mean, it's in my name as co-owner, of course, but, you know, she's going to be going off to college in the fall, and I just don't want that $80 to go through on that card. So that's what I'm asking. You know,
yes, ma'am. We understand.
If I can call back in and, you know, turn back, you know, turn on automatic renewal date.
Yes, ma'am. If we do have it fixed, you can call back and we can just go in and add the new payment method so that you do get the auto renewal. But if not, we do have other ways that we can get you a new card on the account.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Kim. So you can't delete the card from my account right now, right?
I did, yes. We turned off auto renewals.
Okay, but you did delete the card on file. So you said that that couldn't be deleted. It can only have the auto renewal turned off.
No, ma'am. When the auto renewal is turned off, the card does get taken off of the account.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrible then. And then I asked to speak with a manager, and she just kind of put the phone down, and I heard her talking to somebody in the background. And I'm assuming, I'm not for sure, but you guys are probably working from home. So,
some agents are, not all.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just kind of felt like she just kind of put me on the back burner and just gave up without explaining. I mean, she didn't put me on hold. I could hear what was going on, but I couldn't make out the words. So if there's anybody that was logged in, I just want to have a complaint put against them for, you know, my experience and the lack of knowledge and misinformation that they gave me.
Yes, ma'am. I can get that sent in so that one of our supervisors can listen over the call and go accordingly.
I don't want her in trouble. I just want her, you know, to have, you know, constructive criticism so that she can learn and make improvements. That's all.
Yes, ma'am. So what they can do is they will listen to my call, and they will also go back and listen to her call.
Wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And do I get an email confirmation that says that my automatic renewal has been turned off, or would I just look at it in, you know, on the website?
I can send you an email, yes.
That would be great.
All right. Is there anything else I could help you with today?
No, you've been wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership. You have a wonderful day.
And you have a good weekend. Thank you. Bye.